Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring locally grown and organic foods, as well as homemade healthy deli meals. More information is available at 352-3347 or at the co-op.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Long Winter Nights has Lisa Brought screaming about what happens next spring in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Oh, January. The holidays have come to an end, and as I speak, there's a fresh several inches of powdery snow covering up the remnants of all of our backyard gardens. I know a lot of my friends and fellow gardeners are up to their necks already in seed catalogs, which is cool, but for some reason I don't have that many yet, and it usually takes me until the end of January to get into a seed catalog perusing mood anyway. What to do instead? Well, I'm daydreaming of spring and summer. I think all of us are in the neighborhood. None of my daydreams feature humidity or mosquitoes or thunderstorms. Nope, just sunny days, moderate temperatures, and an absurdly flourishing garden. Absent any outdoor experiences, and I know some of my neighbors cross-country ski and do other winter season stuff outside, it's just not my thing, a lot of us daydream, and a lot of us turn to prose for inspiration, or at the very least for the alleviation of boredom. About a week ago, looking for inspiration, I pulled out two classics by nutritionist and writer Joan Di Gusso. Ms. Gusso has been writing and teaching about food, nutrition, and ecology for decades and has written several books. I love her. My favorites are 1991's short and more academic Chicken Little, Tomato Sauce, and Agriculture, and 2001's memoir, This Organic Life. Her second memoir, Growing Older, just came out a few months ago, and I had that on my bedside table, too. A few things about Joan Gusso. She's 82 years old, eats only fruits and vegetables she grows herself in her garden, and she manages her whole garden herself, even when it floods, which it does every year due to its proximity to the Hudson River in New York. The other thing about Ms. Gusso, writer Michael Pollan, whose 2005 book The Omnivore's Dilemma, which is widely regarded as the impetus behind the current interest in eating locally, has said, "Once in a while, I think I've had an original thought, and then I look and read around and realize Joan said it first." Right on, Joan. I was in the middle of plowing through this new book while at a conference. One topic of conversation at the conference was marketing the agricultural experience as something to be consumed. You know, selling the experience of being outdoors to people. Maybe a farm experience, or maybe a food experience, maybe both. And while I totally get and respect the fact that a lot of people desire having these experiences without ever getting their hands dirty in their own backyards, and I get and respect that a lot of farmers have diversified their offerings to include tours of their operations, I had a hard time thinking of visiting a farm or eating a locally raised dinner outside or just enjoying flora and fauna as something people wouldn't be interested in unless they were given the hard sell. Maybe I just had a hard time imagining those things as something to be consumed rather than things to just enjoy. Anyway, this dovetailed nicely with something Ms. Gusso was saying in her book, which I continued reading in my hotel room that night. Staying put is okay. Creating a place where you want to be without a lot of travel or reliance on others to recreate an experience for you is definitely okay. And being outside, even if you're alone, puts you among so many living things. That's the inspiration I was looking for. I needed a reminder of why I plant things before I started with ordering from the seed catalogs. I do what I do in my backyard for a lot of reasons. I love to eat fresh vegetables. I love to be out in the sun. I love the way the early summer dirt feels on my bare feet. But mainly I do it for all of the reasons. I like the experience. I like being in the middle of so much life, even when things are looking desolate and bare those first few times outside in March, even when the weeds are taking over the edibles, even if one of those living things is a snake. I know, we don't all have houses on large lots like Ms. Gusso does. We don't all have big backyards. Some of us don't even have backyards. But in this area, there's no shortage of unmanufactured, casual agricultural experiences people can have just by going outside. And if you somehow find yourself in my part of Urbana on a nice day this spring, stop by and say hi. Somebody will get you a drink and hand you a shovel.
Lisa Brought's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for In My Backyard, email us at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu.